top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Excellent. Excellent.
Speakers in front of your ears?
Microphones?
What are they doing by your ears?
I'm fixing to record a podcast.
Record a podcast?
Yeah, I have this little show that I put up on the internet.
Yeah.
And usually I record it like when I'm walking home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You walk along talking to yourself?
Yeah. People in the neighborhood know I'm nuts now.
Crazy blind man.
Yep. This is Blind Cool Tech, April 27, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech, where fun.
Well, I wanted to play with podcast stuff, okay?
Technology, the world is anyhow there. And blindness.
Ah, oh, God, who put that wall there?
And all comes together.
Hey, y'all, how you doing? I'm Larry Skutcon, the crazy blind guy with the microphones that talks to himself. Blow it forward. We didn't really get to finish our discussion this morning about the list. Let's go left, little buddy. Good doggy. And don't forget, too, we got a special guest on the show today. Barbara Henning. I'm supposed to meet her in front of KSB here in about 2 minutes. So we don't have long to talk about lists. Basically, the thing is, you know, there really is no way to stop a person like this from causing havoc. I've now decided to start calling him a pimple on my butt, because that's about what he is a pain. Just an annoyance. So, our little pimple is getting his kicks off this way, like we were talking about this morning. His mama probably doesn't pay enough attention to him, and neither are we. So, for the time being, we are going to try the old list at free lists under a moderated status. And if there are some of you that would be willing to help be moderators, I would certainly appreciate it. Just drop me an email at blindcooltech@gmail.com if you would be willing to help out. Good boy, little buddy. That's it. And what's involved is just every time someone sends a message to the list, it goes to all the moderators. And then you have to forward that message to blindcooltech-repost@freelists.org. It'll tell you that in the message. And if someone else has already approved it, then it won't get put up there twice or anything like that. So we should be in good shape on that. I tried it today, which probably didn't have that many messages yet. But eventually what's going to happen is our pimple is going to send 400 or 500 messages. And we'll just have to do a mass delete on those. And we may lose some good email in the process. So bear with us while we try this approach. I don't even really know if it's worth all this trouble, but we're going to try it. And if it turns out to be too much of a hassle, we'll just quit. You know, I'm not going to bend over backwards for too much more trying to figure out ways around avoiding the pimple, but we'll give this a try. And, you know, we're still open for ideas. As Neil mentioned yesterday in his cast. So, please do let us know. Let's see, we should be seeing Barbara right in... Said she was going to meet me right here at KSB. Hey, Barbara? I guess I could wait for a minute or two. Of all days to leave my cell phone home. Let's just wait right here, little buddy. There you go. Have a seat. So probably what you would do if you were going to become a moderator is separate or create a folder for all these moderated messages to go into. I'm almost tempted to moderate out the ones that talk about our pimple. I don't want to perform any kind of censorship at all, but you know, that's really what's making this guy tick. It's what puts the pus in his pimple. So we'll just have to see. We'll give Barbara a minute or two here. I was really looking forward to walking with her. If you guys haven't checked out Shelley Brisbane's podcast lately, that is a good one. She's an author and a visually impaired young woman. Very interesting lady. You might, let's see, I believe she's at feeds.feedburner.com/Shelley's podcast. S-H-E-L-L-Y-S. P-O-D-C-A-S-T, Shelley's podcast. Oh, I should give you the address for the old, original Blind Cool Tech email list, too. That is blindcooltech-request@freelists.org. Free lists. And put subscribe in the subject line if you want to join that list. I can't guarantee you how long it's going to be around. We're gonna make an effort at keeping it up while we look for something else or do a little research. I do want to take this opportunity to express my extreme gratitude to Shaitan Bakru for trying to get this situation under control, but our pimple kind of pretty much brought his server to a crawl. That's not going to happen with Encartus. They're not they're set up to handle that kind of stuff. They may even look into this. You know, as somebody pointed out on the list this morning, there's honestly not a great deal I can do about this either. I really apologize. The FBI is not interested in a pimple. So, and there's so many services. I mean, you can pay $30 a year and have access to a site that will cover up your tracks so people can't tell where you're coming from. Now, we could subpoena them. or have them subpoenaed, and or a company like that. Hey there. Well, Barbara probably called me, and I didn't have my cell phone. So, I guess we'll have to do it another time. Hey, Barbara!
Hello.
There you are!
Hey!
Hey!
Wow, that was timely. It was.
I did. Well, I was waiting for about 2 minutes. Nothing big. So glad we.
No, you stuck. Took around a harness in case you had to relieve.
That's Lorna, huh?
Yes, that's Lorna. If you want to meet Lorna,
sure.
Well, she might give you a doggy hug.
I could use a doggy hug.
Are you ready?
Hey there, girl.
Okay. You do what I've got her by her leash.
Okay.
If you can meet her.
Hey there. Oh, you're pretty.
Yeah, she wants to meet Jack.
Yeah.
Now, Jack's in harness, so we have to ask permission.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. Hey, Lorna.
Good girl.
Oh,
she is. She's got a lot of personality. No, now don't get tangled up in his leash. You silly dog. Now, I'm not. Don't choke her to death, but she's dramatizing because she's trying to get
there. Now, how old is she?
Lorna is fucking. She acts like she's got two.
I was going to say, she acts like a little puppy.
Can I meet Jake?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, buddy. I see you're being good. Now, look at
me. For a minute.
Oh, look at his tail. Oh, his wagging. You're a big old boy.
He is.
Yes, you are certainly a threat, aren't you, baby? Oh, yes, you really are not. Oh, you're a good boy. You're a good boy. You do all those.
That's right.
You're a famous dog, yes you are.
Jake the podcaster.
You're a famous dog, yeah. You're a famous boy. Yes you are. You're a good, pretty boy too.
Now
you
Lorna
like fire hydrants too, don't you?
Is Lorna black?
Lorna is a black lab.
Okay.
She weighs about 59.6, at least the last weighing.
Okay.
6. A couple of weeks ago she had a fabulous vet checkup.
Oh yeah?
Yearly stuff.
All right.
And somebody went busy. Because I took you right before we left, but you were acting, you were smelling this grass quite a lot. So he's like, well, before you get overstimulated, now she's doing a tinkle again. A tinkle a day.
You got a marker spot for Jake there.
Oh yeah.
So he can say hi tomorrow.
She scraped it for him too. So
that's
can
right.
Smell her Frito feet too.
Frito feet?
Yes.
What is Frito feet?
Well, that's what their feet. Have you ever noticed that their paws, especially, they smell like fresh Fritos? It's okay if they're fresh Fritos.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
When they get stale. Come on, I know you want to meet Jake. Come on.
Hey, you could sit too, little buddy, and that way maybe she won't get too excited. Yeah. There you go.
It's my baby. Stay. No. You're not practicing very well, sit. Stay. I know you guys need to just rip roar sometime. We need to get you guys on neutral ground so nobody gets in trouble.
Yeah, actually, just turn them loose.
They wouldn't get in trouble. They wouldn't get in trouble in my backyard. But that would be that would be something.
Yeah, lucky. Jake and Fred can throw each other around pretty good.
I don't know where else they could meet.
Yeah, I've got a backyard with a nice friendly neighbor. That loves dogs.
I know that didn't sound appropriate, but it's like I wouldn't try to be inappropriate. Oh my gosh. So, what's the scoop? What do we do? What do you want to do?
Let's just walk.
Okay. And you cross over at Bel Air, don't you?
I usually do, but I'd be willing to cross anywhere.
Okay.
I'm up for a new anytime.
You want me to show you a new route?
Yeah, let's do that.
You want to do that?
Why not?
Okay.
We were just talking about that the other day.
Yeah, you guys were. I said, well, hey, that's a perfect opportunity. I'll do it for them. How about
you? Well, you know what, too? I was telling people this morning, I hope we can get you to sing while we're... Uh-oh, wait a minute. We got to get the microphones up there.
Uh-oh.
Hold it. All right, go
that
ahead.
That is Richard Carpenter
All right.
and John Bettis.
Let's hear it again.
Wait a minute now, Lorna. Are you going to sit or not?
Yeah, you sit too, Jake.
Oops.
Would be better with music, but we have cars.
I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Excellent. Excellent. Wow.
I guess we all know who gets credit for that.
I guess we could say, just to be official. Well, yes. We were under our 10 seconds, well, I think.
That is Richard Carpenter, John Bettis. Words by John Bettis. Music by Richard Carpenter. I can't remember the publishing company, though. Oh, yikes.
Well, that's probably good enough.
Karen Richard, vocalists.
Oh, does he sing on that, too? I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, he does backup vocals.
Okay.
Yeah. Karen does lead.
Yeah.
He does backup.
Nice.
Yep.
Wow.
Tony Peluso is their guitarist.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to arrange for a mini concert sometime. I mean, I wish there was some way we could get away with podcasting something like that.
Oh, I know. That's why I have not. Because, you know, I sing music that's done by others, and it's like,
yeah,
I have to get someone in trouble.
Now, Barbara, you been in this neighborhood for quite a while, right?
Yes, sir. I've lived in Louisville, Kentucky all of my life. I've lived within the same 6 or 7 blocks all of my life.
Is that right?
Yes. I live on Cleveland Boulevard, which is about 2 blocks down from my parents.
Good boy. So you went to school at KSB?
Yes, sir, I did.
Atta boy.
So, and then I went to junior college at Jefferson Community College for 2 years. And then I went to the University of Louisville and got my Bachelor of Performance degree, or Bachelor of Arts, I should say.
Okay.
Then I graduated from Louisville in 1990.
Uh-huh.
Then I came back in the spring of 1994, which was right before I got my first guide dog.
Okay.
I took some education courses.
Uh-huh.
Which was really good. But I did it anyway. And I've been tuning pianos for about 16 years.
Is that right?
Yes. It'll be 16 years in July, actually.
Now, where did you learn to do that? At what, at KSB?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Well, if I'm wrong, she ever listens to stuff.
I'll be darned. Charlotte's on our bowling league, in fact, or was last year. But she's working at APH now.
Yes, she is. Uh-huh. That's right.
So this tuning pianos has been providing a good enough living for you for...
Well, I do whatever I can. I do, I'm a church musician.
Uh-huh.
Oh. At Holy Spirit Church.
Nice.
And then 2 Sundays a month, I sing at St. Francis of Rome.
Okay.
And then, of course, I'm always active in my church. And I'm pretty out for it. I'm excited.
Good boy.
Oh, we're great together.
Yeah. We act like we're pros or something.
Yeah, I've had moments for 3 years already.
Isn't that amazing how quickly that...
Too quick. Absolutely too quick. But, during the week, I have piano tuning appointments, sometimes more than others.
Uh-huh.
The busiest time taking
the appointments. Oh, is that right?
Right now.
Yeah, everybody wants their... Yeah. What's that now?
Late spring, early summer, I do a lot more jobs than I do.
I see.
In between and during the holidays, I do as well.
Okay.
Okay, Lorna, forward. We're going to buy the construction. The cars are much up.
Right? Yeah, I think they're pretty well through with this part.
Finally. They're still not through down there by still.
No.
Good, good.
I keep laughing that Jake's going to go out in the street when they take that detour down. Still, he's so used to it. Yeah.
Just like, where is it? It seems like you don't really, when you cross that street, you can't tell you're crossing because you're already on the
yeah.
parallel street.
Well, yeah, that thing's taking the whole block.
Yeah. It does. So,
there's.
Yesterday I had a funeral in the morning at St. Francis of Rome.
Uh huh. We're holding.
Okay. Between St. Leonard and St. Francis of Rome and Holy Spirit, I do other things for them, such as funerals, weddings, and that sort of thing. And then I did something for the printing house not too long ago.
I'll take you wrong.
Okay.
I can follow you. Like we did yesterday morning.
Okay, you're going to have a step off right here on the front.
Okay, she'll do it. You want to forward and behind her?
We're right behind you.
Forward and left.
Got it.
You guys are painting, right?
Good boy. But
okay.
That's it, little buddy. Good doggy.
Don't apologize.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You got a curve.
All right. Wow, I hadn't been by there. I thought they were pretty well through.
Yeah, for a long time they were. So yesterday I smelled paint and I was like, uh-oh. This is cool music.
Yeah. Is that right?
I just don't. They think they do, and they see how much work is involved.
Yeah.
It's like I was putting too much emotional energy into it to be rewarded by it. You know?
Yeah.
It just wasn't warranted.
Now, do you play piano as well?
No, I just tune those things.
Oh, okay.
Just tune them strings, and I'll play Naria Note.
Naria Note. That's it, little buddy.
Ooh, yeah.
Good boy. That's it. So this is Vernon we're crossing.
Yep, that's right. We're crossing Vernon. Right by your
bagel. Yep. Love the smell of those onion bagels. I have big pockets.
You must have big pockets. It doesn't matter your pocket. Your recorder, your phone, your bagels.
That's right.
Paper towels for the wet day.
That's right.
Rock salt. See, I know all about it.
You have been listening.
I haven't, and I've got Adele and Jarn interested in it too.
A what?
I've got my friend Adele interested in your podcast too.
Oh, really?
Check every day to see what's up. It makes for misty area. I'm like, yeah. It's kind of nice around here.
It is. I don't guess I know Adele.
No, you don't. She's originally from Louisiana.
Oh, neat.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this. I don't know if that's in the movie. I think it was 93 or 94.
Okay.
I know she was retiring Pee Pee, or had retired Pee Pee, her first guy. Now she has Purdue. She got him in 95.
She wasn't in Kathy Signe's class, was she?
No, actually, she didn't go to the same school.
Oh, okay.
Pardon? Okay, girl. We might be doing some mess. Now we're at that weird place.
Yep.
In the, I guess we're at the tip of the Y, this intersection where it's New Main right here, this little spot. I'm going to wait because there's a lot of traffic right here. Look at the Y.
Yeah, I hate this crossing.
Well,
But I'll do it for you.
Me and Lunars, well, we do this a lot, and we do walk over there on the south side a lot. Depends on where I want to go on Frankfurt, what side of the street I'm on.
Yeah.
You know, if I know I'm going to Tiny Brothers or somewhere down there, I just go ahead and cross either at Bel Air or up by Clifton. But I still like doing this. It's good practice for them, too.
Yes, it is. Man, where are all these cars coming from?
Go.
There we go. Right behind you. Just hope for no train. Yeah. Alrighty.
Here they come, and Jake's pretty soon going to be doing it.
Yep, we're right behind you.
Here he goes.
That was them.
Yep.
We're safe. Hey, how you doing?
Good. I'll wait for you guys.
Hi, that's Kathy.
I'll be doing it.
Wow, we're doing a podcast.
Out walking with Queenie Beanie.
Well, again, I'm usually out this way every Tuesday and Thursday going to APH.
Oh, yeah, your show, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
What are you broadcasting, man?
We're doing the Barbara Henning guest show.
Oh, the Barbara Henning guest show.
We are.
Sorry, yep. I didn't.
Right. You know, it's too funny. We just mentioned your name about 20 seconds ago, and here you pop up.
It's even more frightening. I
want to
know.
I don't know. He was wondering who you were in class, if you were in class with Adele, and I said, no, they didn't go to the same school.
Yeah.
No, different schools.
Yeah. California, New York, and Morristown.
Anyway, you guys have way too much fun.
Well, we will. We'll try.
You broadcaster. No, let's try this again. You podcast are beautiful people.
That's right.
Yeah. Beautiful podcaster people.
Is that
correct?
See you later.
All right, man. Have you fun. Take care. So you're doing the three-way weird stuff. Weird intersection.
All right. So we just passed the bus shelter. Pardon me?
I never even knew that. There was a bus shelter there.
Yeah.
And there's the light.
You know, I was thinking we should tell each other what we know about here. I bet between the two of us we can get a pretty good picture.
Yeah, exactly. The church that I sing and or play for is up here on Clifton and Frankfurt.
Clifton and Frankfurt.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So we're actually passing it.
St. Francis?
St. Francis and Rome.
Yeah, that's right by the Clifton Community Center, isn't
it? Yeah, it's across from Cafe Classico as well.
Yeah. So if you turn right on Clifton, it's on the right, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it
okay.
It's right, let's see. Cafe Classico faces Frankfurt, but it is on, when you cross Frankfurt, you don't walk right into that coffee shop.
Yeah.
And then, if you put that coffee shop to your right, and you're facing Clifton, you cross Clifton, and St. Francis and Rome is there.
Okay.
I think it faces Clifton or faces Frankfurt. Actually, I've never walked here because I've always been dressed up.
Let's go straight. Uh-oh, Jake was trying to take a detour into Jenny's Diner here.
How about you? Yeah, Lawrence goes right past it. Nothing but parking lots up here.
Pardon me?
Nothing but parking lots.
Right.
Of nothing. God and I did not like you walking on this side of the street.
Oh, really?
I mean, they didn't say don't do it. They just saw how open it was and it was just full of parking lots and just kind of no landmarks.
Yeah. And there's cars out in the
yes.
sidewalk like that one was.
Wherever she sees a free space in a parking lot, she gets us out of the street and drops us in the parking lot until she thinks it's safe to get on the sidewalk.
Not a bad idea with how close that sidewalk is.
I'd rather do it because, especially when you walk up Brown Prairie Road to White Avenue, man, those cars, they come to do me. So.
And they're like about a foot from you, too. It's
yeah.
way too close.
Yeah.
What's that?
As long as she keeps me on the straight.
Yeah. I think this used to be Rascals.
Ah.
It's some kind of bistro now. And then the veterinarian's
yes.
right here.
Right on the corner of Franklin Tank
is what? Yeah. Me too. Nice and handy.
Yes.
And he's a good vet, too. Both of them are. Pardon me?
He's been through some strange things with me.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the strangest?
Well, the strangest is my husband died in his office.
Your husband what?
Died in his office.
In Dr. Rayback's office?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He had a
Oh man. I'll bet
actually 3 years ago tomorrow that happened.
Well, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I'll bet Dr. Rayback remembers you.
And then of course he had to put Phelan to sleep a month after that.
Oh.
You still want to do business with me?
Yeah. He's probably seen it all.
See, before I got married, he lived the same vet with his cats.
Uh-huh.
That was strange. We didn't know he was the same vet. Oh, yeah, stop that.
Goodness.
You're okay. I thought you had a cool day.
You know, I don't know what any of this is right through here.
I have no idea.
I know there's a... Pardon? That's right. Yeah. And then there's a new Filipino restaurant up here on the left. Where
I've never been there.
Just went last week. It was pretty good. It's where Mio Mayo Jambalaya used to be. You dogs are doing so good. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Would make a fine pillow.
Yeah, he's big enough.
Little majestic.
I always think of Goofy when I think of Jake.
You think
of who? Goofy.
Oh, Goofy. Yes. Meathead.
Meathead, yeah. So this is Keats. Good boy. All right, how y'all doing?
Doing great.
Ready to have some Filipino food.
Yeah, we're going to be back for some more of that.
We'll be waiting for you.
All right. Yeah, right here on the left.
What did you get to eat there?
I got the chicken curry and coconut. I can't remember what the name of it was.
There's a new dessert place. I've never been in it. I don't know what the name of it is, but it's opened up just recently. It's on the west side of the street.
Which side?
I don't know which side of the street this dessert place is on, but there's a new dessert place.
I went to a new one here about a month ago. Has it been open that long?
Probably. That sounds about right.
It has kind of a 50s motif inside. All the Formica tables. If it's the same one. That's it, little buddy.
Now, when we get up to doing, we could... Have you ever been up Ewing to Brownsboro Road?
Yep.
Okay, so you've done that route?
I have. Many times.
Okay, so then I suppose, because the only other route we could do would be backtracking to, have you been down Coral Avenue?
Yeah, where the Bingham Park is.
Yeah.
That I have not done. Ooh, we should do that. Except I can't do it today because I've got a babysitter.
I should have asked you what route you about doing, what route to do, but we could do that one sometime.
You know, I don't know. I don't really know any of that stuff with direct west of Pope Street.
See?
So we could do.
We could do that because I know you want to cross here at Frankfort Avenue, or do you want to go? We probably should go ahead on your route, right?
Okay, we could.
Okay. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm just feeling you out here on what your schedule is.
Oops, I'm sorry.
I'm on the right. I'm not across Frankfort. I pushed the button.
All right.
No, put you on the so dry. That's the thing we wanted.
Walk sign, Frankfort Avenue.
That's
right
us.
Walk sign, Frankfort Avenue.
Yeah, we'll let the bus go first. He's bigger. Good boy, little buddy. Good doggy.
You want to press the button for Ewing?
Sure will. Ewing.
Ewing.
Have you been down Ewing? Like, yeah. All the way to where those condos are at the end there?
Yes, because my friend Patty lives there.
Oh, is that right?
Fickle. As you cross, you have to cross Payne, and then it's on Fickle.
Okay.
So I don't know where these are you're talking about, but...
They're all the way down at the end of Ewing. You take a right and go all the way. Like, they're almost to Grinstead, except it doesn't go through. You know, this didn't seem to take... Let's try it again here. What's that, Barbara?
We'll go down south on Ewing much, except when I want to go to Patty's, but other than that, I don't usually. Well,
yeah.
Christine lives down there, too. She and Kathy both live on Payne Street.
Mm-hmm.
Christine Hughes.
Oh, yeah. I know. She lives right next door to Kathy,
yep.
Doesn't she? Yeah.
Sure does.
Yeah. What's the hurry?
I do not want to be fussing. Lord, if you're body blocking me, I'm not going to do anything, baby.
She body blocking you?
Crazy humans out here.
Oh, a nice siren. Is wagging her tail at. She's hitting me in the leg with her tail.
Well, that's good. See, now, I wouldn't have known that. Oh, she is. I love it. She's wagging her tail.
Yeah. She likes the fire trucks. There's another one.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And I do believe we have the light. You ready? Good doggy. That's it, little buddy. I've always wondered what would happen if you were right in front of that firehouse when the alarm went off, but I've been, it's happened to me, and they don't come flying out of there like you would imagine. Yeah. Pardon me?
Heard those toenails on many tapes.
Got four of them going, or eight of them going now.
He did. And Lauren's three tags, I still haven't consolidated her knee tag. Her knee rabies tag with her other fighting eyes. And so she's got both rabies tags.
Makes her easy to find and follow.
Yeah. And I'm holding her leash really loosely in my right hand. Since we have another friend in the back.
So you usually keep it in the left with your harness though, right?
Uh-huh. Yep. If I'm carrying my arm one, if I can, I have to keep it in my left hand and never put it in my right hand.
You can't just put it in your pocket?
Well, I don't have my good mics yet.
Yeah. It does pretty nicely with those internal mics.
Yes, it does.
I'm amazed. When did you get an R1?
Back in October of last year. Good job.
Good boy. Let's go straight. Good boy. Just have to go around the car here. That's it, little buddy. What a good doggy. And that was Peterson we were just crossing.
Yes, next is going to be Gulch. I'm going all the way down with you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. In fact, do you want to grab a cup of coffee up here at Jaime's?
Well, sure. Hey, that's great. Let's do it.
We could actually talk then.
I don't have any money, though.
I got you covered. My pleasure. A blind cool tech expense.
Okay. Very good.
The price of an interview with a famous person. Atta boy. Well, she's a good worker, isn't she? Fela?
She was black. And I had her for 9 years. Huh.
9 years is pretty much about as much as you can expect out of them, I guess. I've only had one dog go all the way like that.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, I'm hoping so.
Are you going to keep Fred anyway? You better.
You know what? I'm looking for a home for him now. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's what the lady's problem really is. But yeah. But there's a nice guy at work that is from China, and his son just came over. He doesn't have any friends, and he needs a dog.
Okay.
And I think that'd be perfect for Fred.
That is true. Okay. So as long as you have somebody like that.
Yeah.
That's okay. I just hate it to see you do that early.
Well, I probably wouldn't, but... What's that?
I know you probably could. Pass me up.
No, we're good. You're trucking right along. Now, I see you don't have the low branch hanging problem like I have.
Not usually.
They're really bad when they get that low, huh?
Yeah. And I have seen it, believe me.
I know it. Yeah, I do too.
You don't like this.
What's that?
I heard that road trip.
Yeah. I did. Wow, I don't have any secrets. I don't know if that's true or not. I've heard it too many times for it not to be, though. Now, Barbara, did you go to school with Pamela?
Actually, no. I graduated before she did.
Okay.
I graduated in
1985. Good boy.
She graduated in 1985.
I see. And this is what, Frank?
Yep.
No, yeah. Yeah. Is that a favorite haunt?
Uh-huh. We like that in Cafe Classico, and those are our two favorite haunts right now.
I tried Classico a couple of times. I just wasn't that crazy about their coffee, but I need to give it another chance.
Okay, this must be it. We were on Frank.
Good job.
Okay, switch. Doors open on the left. You want me to close it?
Nope, I'm right with you.
Okay, I got it.
All right, I'm with you. Smells delicious. Hey. Have a seat there, little buddy.
What you want. What you gonna get? Awesome. I'm right here by the counter.
Okie doke.
Big red spot. Yep, you're in the right place.
What are you getting, Barbara?
I'm gonna just have small, medium, large, right? Yeah, coffee. I'm gonna do a medium, just regular black coffee.
Okay. It's like having a ceramic mug or a
cup. In a ceramic, yes.
Ceramic mug.
Quit showing yourself and stay.
Tastes better in ceramic, doesn't it?
Yeah. Let's see, there's a table behind us. Is that correct? Thank you.
Perfect.
Huh? What's that?
You want to pay together or something?
Yes, together.
Uh-huh.
Same thing, except I'm going to get mine in a to-go with a lid on it. Yeah. What's that?
I figured I knew I wasn't going to be walking with it, so.
Hey, you want to sit out on the sidewalk outside? Because I wonder if there's a table out there.
Well, we could. Could I impose on someone to carry this cup then? I'm afraid I'm going to drop it.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
I would really appreciate it.
That's information, isn't it?
89.
Whoops. Do you still have that sign here about tipping cows? Or was that? No, that was at Java. I was gonna leave that for a tip for you. They had a little sign that said tipping is for more than cows.
Ah, gracious. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good sized cup of coffee.
Thank you, man.
All right, we'll follow you guys.
Lorna. Lorna, no. Are we going out just about the way we came then?
Yeah.
We can go back the other way. There's a bigger table if you want to sit.
Yeah.
Might have
Okay.
Unless you
want to
sit outside?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, sit outside. Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. Okay.
Thank
you. All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
No problem. And I've got your coffee right here in front of
me. Oh, I really
hey, we can let our dogs out on the street from here.
That's right. Well, y'all, Lorna, you quit. You're the one being bad.
We'll put you in the curb, Jake.
Yeah, you got your butt facing out. As long as you're
doing your chair. Oh, this is gorgeous.
Yes, isn't it? It's beauteous.
Nice, cool breeze. Hey, Lorna.
That's my girl.
I like their tables. I like their patio furniture.
Yeah, that is nice.
Decent.
Well, I very, very rarely get to stop here, but I always enjoy it.
Yes. Are you still wearing your Crocs shoes?
Absolutely.
I've never seen those before. They probably would. They wonder if they make them for kids because that's how small my foot is.
They do. We got Mars some, in fact.
I'll be darned.
When we went to Arkansas last weekend, it was funny because I had them, Shelly, Mars, and Joe all had them. So we were telling people, we don't wear shoes in Kentucky. We wear Crocs.
Now I get to hear how tall you are, because I know you're 6'6"?
6'4".
6'4".
Just a shorty.
Yeah, golly. Yeah, it makes it difficult buying shoes.
Yeah, I have to get the extra, extra large in
or
the Crocs. How tall are you, Barbara?
I'm only 4'10". That's ridiculous.
I dated a girl in high school that was 4'11".
Mm-hmm.
We were a pair now.
I imagine.
Four ten's not ridiculous. You don't have as far to fall that way.
Yeah, I don't have as far to drop my cell phone when I lifted that
message. You know, of all days, I forgot my cell phone today.
Oh,
so I was thinking.
Oh, so that's what happened.
Oh, like, did you try to call?
Oh, no. And I thought you were just really busy with wrapping up something, and I was like, oh my gosh, I interrupted him again. And so I felt really bad. So I was like, dang.
Okay.
And I always like to do that, you know, when I'm meeting up with someone, especially on foot, so you know exactly where, how much longer you're going to be.
Yeah, yeah. I apologize. In fact, I was going to demonstrate how I was getting the weather this morning, because I really wanted to make sure I got the phone with me, and I got all the way up here to Mom's Music, like, oh.
Insert expletive.
Indeed. Stay there.
Hi. But all this time I've been wanting to meet you, and didn't know exactly how to do that. And I was like, well, you know, it's almost all about that. This would be a better way to do it.
Right. That's a, you know, Rob was telling me that you walk around this neighborhood all the time, and I thought, that is amazing that we've never run into each other.
Because we both walk a lot. I love long walks. The longer the better. I just thoroughly enjoy it. And I'm glad that, you know, I'd like to have more business a lot, but I'm glad that I have opportunity to get out and work my dogs the way I want to.
Sure.
Just to enjoy that, you know. And to be under a lot of stress to get somewhere all the time.
Yep.
It's...
Nothing.
And I think Lorna enjoys it, and I think Fela enjoyed it.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Now, what happened with your first dog? Did she just get where she was arthritic?
Actually, what happened to her, she had a shrinking liver.
Oh, no.
And, you know, they don't know what causes it. I stopped arthritic, so they have no idea.
Hmm.
And so she had to be put down because there was nothing that could be done.
Yeah.
And that was a month after my husband passed away.
Wow. That was some grieving times.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
My mother passed away a year later, about a year and 2 months later.
Now, did she live here as well?
Mm-hmm. She's the one that lived two blocks down on Fleming Avenue. I live on Cleveland, which is off of Height.
Uh-huh.
And she lived on Fleming Avenue, which is off of Height. It runs into Birchwood, too. It's, you know, those streets get weird up there.
Yeah.
In the area.
Yeah, I think Height makes a 90-degree angle up there somewhere.
It does. There's like where it intersects with Field.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes back to Height again when it's on Franklin Avenue. It's weird.
It is.
My friend Sherry from Maryland, she came down. She was Lauren's puppy raiser, and she came down to visit us.
Oh, that is too neat.
Oh, this streets drive me crazy.
I think they're like that a lot in river cities.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a straight street in this town,
not
I don't think.
All. I told her, I said, just follow the road, even if it's not straight. Just keep going.
And it may change names a couple times.
Mm-hmm. But just keep on going. But she stayed at my house, and I really like that. It's a perfect size for Lorna and me, and if we want to have company, you know, we do. It's one of those little houses in that neighborhood that they used to make into a really small duplex.
Okay.
Two little bitty apartments, which is really stupid. Then what they do is they take the attic and make it finished.
Okay.
Convert it into like a one-room apartment.
Yeah.
Well, that's my bedroom, darn it. I'm not going to have... Because the two rooms on the first floor are just really tiny.
Yeah.
Really, they're littler than your bedrooms, I heard, on your space thing. And so they're just, so I just use the upstairs attic for my bedroom.
That's a great idea.
And one in the downstairs, I have a downstairs room for my office, and then the other room is the guest bedroom. Or if I want to sleep down there, if it gets too weird in the summertime, it's too hot.
Yeah.
I don't want to use the AC a lot. So.
Well, that works out perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Just right for Lorna and me.
Well, you'll have to do a space cast of your spot there, too, with your
R1.
That's
the house that Mike and I bought together. I warned him, I said, now I'm going to fix it all up. And I did.
What'd you do to it?
Oh my gosh, I renovated it from the ground up. Actually, I didn't rebuild it, but I did a lot of, I replaced my the linoleum that was on the kitchen floor with more contemporary linoleum. It's vinyl, but it's not that brick stuff. It's, I guess it's light. I don't know if it's not white for sure. But it looks like it's textured. It's not real slicky. Slick,
okay.
So the dogs won't slide, but it is slightly textured. Did that in the kitchen and also in the space that was used for a little bitty office. I'm using that as a laundry room because they had the washer and dryer in the basement, and I moved that on the first floor.
Oh, good idea.
And I had carpet in my house just because I like it better. I know when Fayla got older, she did not like the bare wooden floors because she would slide.
Yeah.
And my house slopes a bit.
Uh-huh.
So I felt it was better just to go ahead and have it.
Yeah.
Carpet, except for the bathrooms and the laundry area and the kitchen, of course. And so I re-carpeted the whole thing and redid the bathrooms, fixtures, and all. I have two bathrooms, two little bathrooms in my house.
Uh-huh.
They're full baths, but they're kind of tiny as these bathrooms go, but they're you can move around in here. You don't feel like you're boxed in.
Yeah.
And because a lot of those houses that were built in the '60s have little rooms like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good sized kitchen in there.
Yes, it is actually. It's long, so one half of it's like the dining area, and the other half is cooking area.
Okay.
Because there is no dining room in the house. It's just a kitchen, living room, and hallway, and two bedrooms and a bath. And then upstairs, you got the big attic room. And then there was a front entrance that was added to the house. It doesn't go all the way around. It's like a crawl space underneath the entryway is at the front of the house.
Uh-huh.
So I just put tile in there.
Okay.
And made it a foyer.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. It's a closet in the front entranceway, too, with a window in it, which is weird. It's kind of like an arched window in it.
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to have a window in my closet when I lived over there on Peterson. I thought that was the oddest thing.
Yeah.
It was up above, but I guess it was nice for, you know, if you could see.
Right. What I did with one of the dormers in my attic is converted into a walk-in closet because there was no closet space up there at all.
Okay.
And so I just took one of the dormers, converted it into a built-in closet. So it still has the window, but I have a drapery over it so you can't see.
Well, that must be a pretty good sized closet.
Yeah, it's
decent. Now, are you a computer user, Barbara?
Yes, sir, I am.
Jaws?
Yes, I use Jaws 6.2. I didn't go to 7.
Okay.
I've got 7, but I haven't installed it because actually it changes some things in SoundForge. So it's like,
oh, does it?
That's what that's so believe it's 6.2.
So you pretty proficient with SoundForge?
I'm decent. Yeah. I was just listening to a disc that I had compiled with a Mary Vince Clark book that I bought on CD. It's on 9 CDs. I said, I'm going to put these all on one. So I listened to it, and they had those tracks divided down into like 2 or 3 minutes like a song. And I'm like, why would you do that with a book? It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
So I just strung 3 to 4 tracks together and made them one track. And got it down to like 35 tracks. It was like 100 and something tracks in the 90s. But I was listening to it on my new Bose acoustic, well, it's not acoustic wave, it's just WMS, wave music system. And it's skipping things and repeating others. And I'm like, wait a minute, did I read these MP3s right? So I went and listened to make sure I didn't mess something up. And I think there's too much space still between the tracks, even though I linked them together, some of them. And then there was one track that got cut off, the last little bit of it got cut off and then goes right into another track. I'm like, well, how did that happen? I checked all this stuff.
I'll be darned.
So I was really aggravated by that.
So is that,
I wanted it to be perfect.
Is that a bug in the Bose?
It probably is. I don't know. And I haven't noticed it with other MP3s. Now, I noticed it with the Radio Mystery Theater because Mike, when Mike was still alive, he compiled the CBS Radio Mystery Theater on all the CDs. Burned all the dramas onto CD. We got them off of a website, and I can't remember who this person is. Bob somebody. Darn it, I can't remember. Anyway, he had all the mystery theaters posted on the website. He would download them.
Nice.
And so Mike did. He worked at General Electric, and he would go to General Electric, and since their server was so fast, he just took them off there and brought them home and then burned them onto CD.
Yeah.
So I have about 19 CDs of the things. And they won't do right in the Bose. They skip, and it's like, darn.
Well, I'll be darned.
What's the deal with this? So.
Now, what did Mike do at GE?
He was a tool and die maker.
Hmm.
So he repaired tools for repairing things.
Yeah.
And mainly with washers and dryers and that sort of thing, refrigerators. And that. But he could pretty much figure out anything, and he loved the computer.
Oh, yeah?
In fact, that's how I got my first one was with his help.
And how'd you guys meet?
We met because I moved into where Pam and Rob live now. They live in, I didn't move in their house, but in the subdivision where they live. I moved into on where Dwight is now.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother goes to St. Leonard. That's my home church. And she said, well, my son can help me move. Ma'am. She didn't know he was going to help him move. That'd be his stop for a while, too, until we moved into another house. But that's how everything started, was back when I moved there in the fall of 97.
Isn't that funny how people meet like that?
Yes. And that he had been going to the 5:30 service on Saturdays because he didn't want to sleep in on Sunday because he'd do a lot of overtime. Sometimes he wouldn't get to go on Sunday's call because he'd be working overtime.
Yeah.
Doing double time and things. So he would just go in the afternoon. And on Saturdays, so we never saw each other. But then, of course, when he moved me in the house and then we kind of got interested, we found out we both liked Star Trek a lot. So we started just doing stuff like that together.
Yeah.
And then he actually said, are we dating? I said, I guess. So that's how it started out. We were married for nearly 5 years.
Well, not nearly long enough. Now, how old was he when he died?
He was 47. He was 50. see, it was 2003 when he passed away. He was born in 47.
So,
he was in his mid-50s when he passed away.
Well, that's too young. Way too young.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. He had a rare form of cancer called multiple myeloma. It's cancer of the marrow of your bones. Not the actual bone.
Yeah. Where are you going, Lorna?
She's actually not going to get very far. I've got her by the head and the butt. No, you want attention and you're not going to get it, sweetie. Now I'm going to make it let you sit. You will.
Hey, Barbara, did you know that there's an ice cream shop right here on the right as you're walking down this sidewalk?
An ice cream shop?
Yeah, it's new.
Is that across the street then?
Nope, right over here. It's like if you keep going past Jaime Brothers.
Really?
The first door is the wine cellar, which is a wine shop, and the next one is the ice cream cone place. Yeah.
And then Jaime Brothers.
No, Jaime Brothers first.
Okay, yeah.
And then
yeah.
The wine shop. And
all
then.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's that, what do you call that Italian ice cream?
Oh, Spumoni.
Yes, that's what they specialize in.
Darn.
Yeah, they built it from the ground up.
Uh-huh.
They were doing construction on it for the longest. So.
Darn. Check that out. Because I know there's Jimmy's, or Fat Jimmy's Pizza in this area, too.
That's the door right before Jaime Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah. Usually you can smell it when you go by, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, what do you need to tell blind, cool tech people about Barbara or Crescent Hill or Clifton Heights? Well, you know what? We hadn't talked about Clifton Heights ever in this.
Clifton Heights never. Well, I don't walk in Clifton Heights because it's really not accessible.
Yeah, it's too hilly, isn't it, for one thing?
Well, there aren't that many sidewalks in Clifton Heights either, so you never would know where you are unless you really did know your streets, buddy.
Yeah.
Your intersection, your dog. You marked really well. I mean, Lorna's good at shorelining, but after a while, you would lose track.
Yeah.
So, it's just, I never walk in Clifton Heights. I always come over here, because it's just so inaccessible.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's ever going to change.
And my friend Ed used to live up there, that same area where you're talking about, where you had your townhouse.
Uh-huh.
And, back then, when I used to go visit him, there was not even a sidewalk on Lindsay, but I think there's one there now.
There is one now. Oh, yes, because, in fact, in September of 1994 was when it was put in.
Okay.
And that was a few months after I had Phalo. And so we walked on it for a few months without a sidewalk, prayed all the way down. It's like, that's a really busy street.
Yes, it is.
Especially at the closer you get to Brownsboro Road, it's even worse. So we were just really scared, and still only on one side of the street.
Oh,
it's like
it
is on Cleveland.
Yeah.
And it's on. I'm glad it's on my side of the street on Cleveland. But when I go up and down Height, there are no sidewalks along Height, except when you get over where Lindsay and Height is. There's a sidewalk on one side of Height down to that. I think there's a church, and that's where it stops.
Yeah. And I guess they call it Clifton Heights because it's so high up in the air. Is that?
I have no idea. I wonder about that myself. I don't know much of the history of that area. It'd be interesting. I don't think it's quite as interesting as this area down here.
Yeah, the APH kind of sponsored a historical Clifton neighborhood walking tour.
Yeah, I heard
here
it.
About. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I can't tell you anything, can I?
Oh, gosh. I did miss Michael Cleveland, and I was very upset.
I did,
I had
too.
No idea he was even supposed to be at
well,
the printing house.
I knew he was going to be there, and I still missed it.
Yes, and I was walking down Frankfort Avenue, and Billy Wright comes up, and he says, "Did you like the music?" And I'm like, "What music?" you hear the music? And I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. Michael Cleveland. I said, oh, okay, Michael Cleveland was I didn't know.
I'll be darned.
I said, doggone it.
Yeah. He is something to hear.
Oh, I know. I taught him for a few years in high school, when he was in high school.
Really?
And I used to work at the Kentucky School for the Blind when Dorothy Nolan was still there.
Okay.
And really enjoyed that. In fact, when I did my baccalaureate at U of L back in 94 through 95, I student taught at KSB for the January semester of 95.
Hmm.
And Bob Bischoff was my coordinator. He's all that they could find, but he was good. He said he'd never seen a better student teacher. He said, I can tell you've had more experience than an ordinary student teacher would have, because I'd taught before.
Uh-huh.
I'd always help Dorothy out, you know, part-time over the years after I, you know, during the time I was in college and when I was out for a while before I went back. And if she even had me teaching in high school, you know, just working with the kids and trying to get experience on how to show them different things. So, which I thought was really, really neat. That we, you know, had us help each other out during, during school. But I taught there, up through 2001. And then we had a really strange situation come up, so I left.
Yeah.
So, we'll go into that, because I'm like, it might be, just become X-rated.
Oh, wow. Now we gotta hear it.
That'll be a special one.
Yeah. Tune into the X channel for that one.
I don't want to get in trouble, so. and that's all I said about it in the journal, even. I said, things got really weird, so I resigned.
I'll be darned.
Oh, man.
Well.
But that was after Dorothy Nolan had left and some other people had taken her place. So, Lorna, stop.
Are you being a good girl, Lorna?
Oh, when she can sleep with a dry nose.
There you go.
She likes to lay on her back sometimes and sleep that way, too.
Uh-huh. And what's interesting is when they can do that with the harness on. And they can.
Oh, no. Yeah, Lorna's harness is loose enough that it kind of wriggles that she can do it if she wants to.
Now, you told me what school.
I went to the School for the Blind here in Louisville.
No, I mean Lorna.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lorna Dooners. She comes from Guiding Eyes. Now, I didn't tell you to get up. I know. You want to tell them where you came from?
That's
where
it was.
Where'd you go to school? You went to Guiding Eyes. You were bred at Guiding Eyes, and then you went to, where did you go first, Lorna? You had a home briefly somewhere, and then you went to Sherry's. They were going to put you in prison if they didn't find Sherry. She was going to become a Puppies Behind Bars dog if they didn't find Sherry. I've got her. She's playing with her ears.
What do you mean, Sherry?
Sherry Table was Lorna's puppy raiser. She was a volunteer puppy raiser for Lorna before she went to Guiding Eyes for her formal training.
Okay.
She was born at Guiding Eyes. They bred her at Guiding Eyes. Then she was raised by a starter family. I don't remember. I think they were from Massachusetts.
Okay.
I don't know much about them. And then she was raised also by Sherry Table from Kensington, Maryland.
Hmm.
And then she went back to Guiding Eyes for her formal training.
Okay.
So I got her in 2003, in March of 2003.
You know what? I should know this. Yeah, is that the one in Michigan?
No, that's the one in Yorktown Heights, New York, in Westchester County.
Okay. Yeah. And what made you pick that school, Barbara?
Well, actually, I had a friend who went there, Leslie Stevens.
Went
to Guiding Eyes, and of course I talked to other people, I applied to the other one in New York. What's the name of that darn place? Foundation for the Blind. I applied there, and I applied to Guiding Eyes, and those were the main two schools I was interested in. So Guiding Eyes responded first, and they seemed to have the more expedient paperwork, so I went to them.
Uh-huh.
And of course, Leslie was a good reference for me, too.
She was a heck of a handler, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Or still probably is.
Oh, no, not exactly. She's had a lot of health issues come up.
Oh, is that right?
Giselle has been her last dog.
Oh. Well, you know, actually, now that you mention that, my youngest daughter was working at Baptist East as a food delivery person.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And she said, Dad, there was a blind lady today in the room that she said she knows you.
Yes.
And I guess Rachel just introduced herself and said, oh, you must be Leslie Sarah. You must be Larry's daughter with a name like that. Mm-hmm. Scoot Con.
Yes.
Can't be too many of them around.
Right.
Now, is she still living in Louisville?
Yes.
Okay.
She lived over in Warrior Fort Apartments, Crescent Avenue.
Yeah, that's, in fact, Ed and I went over to visit her a few times.
Mm-hmm. That's been a while.
That was back in the late 80s, I think.
Like it was your first time you lived here.
Yeah. You are scaring me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lorna. You are such a good girl. She looks so young.
Yeah, yes. Say, you could spoil me. Mm-hmm. There she is. There's my little girl and her tail. No jump, don't jump on it.
No. Well, you're light on the front feet.
Stop it. Now you're getting jaded.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stimulate everybody.
That's okay, buddy. Hi, sweet baby. Your nose is bone dry, Jake, and you have a big nose, too. Big nose, yes. And your tail. Now, watch your head. You're nuts. Oh, big boy. Oh, now. Stop it. Oh, where Jake, here he is. Now I get to see how silly you really are. Yes, I never see this on a podcast, and I make you be bad on a podcast.
Whoa, what's the table, boys?
I'm making you be bad on a podcast. Now I know what you're really like, Jake. You're smart, but you're so good on... No, okay, that's enough. Okay, that's enough.
You too, little buddy. Come on.
No.
I got her. You're
still... Back around this way, little buddy.
You're so lame.
I stimulated the dogs.
But Adele and I were often joking about Jake.
I said, Jake is so good.
So they can just pass by any and everything. He never does anything.
Right.
I mean, you're just talking away, and you have this good topic going. You know, all kinds of topics. As a matter of fact, checking your notes. Pulling over here to check something, and Jake's just making right along. He's like, man, this is great.
He does.
Looters would take every opportunity to sniff. Do something. Check something out.
Well,
you know.
He did when I first started this talk and stuff, but he got used to it now after a year.
Yeah. I don't know. I listened to your beginning talks. I didn't hear too many quiz. Only heard the one, and I thought, ooh, no wonder he doesn't use his leash.
Oh, did I give him a sharp reprimand?
I told Adele, you know what, that quiz sounded like a leash correction with the mouth.
So that's what it is.
It actually sounded like a collar zing with the mouth. I said, that's what you call doing the mouth imitation of a slip collar.
Exactly.
Ooh, that sounded like a slip collar. I would not want to be at the other end of that ripping. That's what it really, you know, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like a slip collar being zinged.
You know, I think that's why they use that word.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
Because the way you did it sounded exactly like me zinging that slip collar.
That's funny.
Like a little mouth. Oh. But I just marveled at how, you know, just how you let you do whatever it was you need to do, you know, on location. Without causing a problem. Okay.
But you should see him when he gets home. He's a total nut.
That's what I've heard. I heard it a little bit.
Yeah.
He did something for Mary, Mary
Emerson?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, but that was only just starting.
Uh-huh.
And then he turned it off. And I thought, oh, man. I'm going to do a podcast called After Work.
Yeah. Get him sliding across the floor.
Exactly. Spreading him. Far and wide. On his back. For everyone to see.
Exactly.
But, let's see. What did Dale and I call it? Out of, what do we call it? guide dogs off duty or something, like that. We were calling it and joking about it. See, what if we heard a podcast with dogs just totally wild?
Then we should do that. That's a great
that
idea.
That would be fun. Because he's so good. I mean, so formal. He's Big Jake in the podcast. Lorna's mostly Big Lorna. You know, she's proper Lady Lorna most of the time. And Jake is Master Jake. I'd like to see him be Meathead Jake.
I think he's Meathead more than he is Master.
I don't know about that, yeah.
Well, it was so funny because Shelly's boyfriend, Joe, you know, he met Jake in his meathead mode. So he was amazed when we put the harness on him that he was turned into a different dog. He couldn't believe it, you know, that Jake actually could behave himself.
Oh, I know. Big Jake.
Although I went with Joe to Walmart one time, and this lady asked to pet Jake, and he went into meathead mode in harness. There he laid on his back and was wagging his tail on the floor. Yeah.
They would absolutely get along great. They'd wear each other out. That'd be good.
We'll just have to turn them loose in one of our backyards here one of these days.
That would be good. Just let them wear each other out.
Well, Barbara, I have got to get home to Mars.
I got choir practice.
Oh, do you?
And,
We should podcast that sometime. I know, people think I have a one-track mind now.
Love that, though. Math, take a look at your Amtrak. Your micro track.
Absolutely.
I will not press any buttons.
It's locked, so it's attached to the microphone.
Just, man, it's little.
It is.
Oh, it's littler than the R1.
Yeah, quite a bit littler.
Oh, my.
But it's size of a deck of cards, wouldn't you say? Roughly? A little bigger.
A little bigger. And the buttons are easy to operate?
Well, these four on the front face here.
Mm-hmm.
Like these four,
they're
kind of long.
They're like slider switches.
Yeah. That right one is record.
I see.
And the second one is volume. And the two to the left are the level, the record levels.
Oh, the two to the left.
Yeah,
are they slider switches?
Nope, they're rocker switches.
Okay.
They go
so the top and the bottom would be up and down.
Yeah.
I see.
And you see the top's got kind of a little notch on it to help you orient.
Yes, yes. Yeah, I see that. On either one of them, it's got the notch. It's just plain on the bottom.
And then on the right side of it, there's that over here on the right edge right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You push it in for play and then kind of slide it towards you for rewind and forward for
I remember when they used to make a cassette recorder like that.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I remember that thing. It's a pretty good little recorder. I think it was someone else's and I coveted that recorder. Yeah. And do you check with your headphones to see whether you're recording? Is that how you...
I just do. I just put them in at the start to make sure it comes on.
Right, that's what I do with my R1.
Yeah.
I put them in. But you have to go into menu to record, is that correct?
I have to get out of the menu.
When
you turn it on, it comes up in the menu, and then there's a button on the left side, right there. You just press it in to get out of the menu, or to get back in it. I wouldn't call this thing accessible by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I'd be too scared. I'd be thinking I was out of menu and I wasn't. Or
yeah,
something,
it's...
And then thinking you're recording all this information and it's not.
Well, every time it comes on, I'm like, oh, shoot,
yeah.
I did it right this time.
Now, this is just hard disk space, correct? It's not flash. It's not solid state flash.
It is flash.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. It's got a 4-gig card in it right now.
I'll be darned. So you're like Adele. You bought a 4-gig. I bought two gigs. So I still have my 4 gigs, but I can space it over 2 cards.
Well, you know how, like I did one this morning walking in, and it took up a 0.5 gig. So that stuff adds up quick.
So you record in WAV format, don't you?
Yeah.
I see. See, I cheat and I don't. I record at 160K on the R1.
Okay. In MP3?
Yes.
That's, you know what, the only reason I do WAV is because I want to add that opening and closing in there. So.
Yes, that's correct. And you want so much to sample down to.
Yeah.
Those formats. When you're working with other people's formats, you want to keep yours as simple as possible.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. And you use Studio Recorder for that, right?
I do.
I was wondering, because I thought it would help if I inserted a little audio number on those tracks I did on that CD, because that way I'll know if my Bose is really messing up or if...
Oh, that's a good idea.
But I don't know how... I never have figured out how to actually record in Soundforge and make it work, because it's really not accessible for recording.
Yeah.
I don't think it is. It's not as accessible as I'd like. And Rob, you know, told me that Studio Recorder acts more like a regular recorder.
Yeah.
It's got that feel to it.
Yep.
Which is what I really want. So.
Well, you'll have to get you a Studio Recorder.
That's right. Maybe I can advertise for you guys and get it for me.
But, I just bought SoundForge here about a month ago or so, but I haven't really had time to play with it much. They had a real good deal with it and the noise reduction plug-in and something else for like $200 and something. So.
Did you get version 8 then?
Yeah.
The current one? Good for you. Well, Neil Ewers, I have it in the Blind Tech Cool folder. He does a little sampling. I wish he'd do more. He needs to do another part to it, though, on using SoundForge.
Yeah.
Of course I have it. I didn't just listen to it on the web. I've downloaded it and saved it.
Yeah, there you go.
I have to put a lot of your casts saved. So all I have to do is just play it.
Well, you know, I figure if I do enough of these podcasts, I can start going into the hard disk business, and because they take up a lot of space.
They really do. And so that's why I burn a lot of my things I want to save on CD.
Yeah.
Either data or audio, just depending. I've got my violin recitals that I've done in the past. I've got those in audio format.
Ooh, you should share one of those with the listeners.
Oh, Lord, that would be an awful lot of work to see.
It'd be what?
Let's see. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, all
I love it.
But, yeah, they're classical, so they'd have to. I'd have to make sure I had all the stuff on that. But I do already have them converted.
Wow.
Into digital format.
Yeah.
They're all cassette, and I just use the R1 to convert them into digital format and then put those on to my hard drive.
Yeah. So you are into the audio stuff.
Yep. So I guess I better start walking.
All right. Over here, Jake.
I appreciate it. I hope you didn't have a topic planned. I just ruined it.
Nope, the topic was Barbara. I was just telling Rob before I left, I didn't have a topic. Yeah.
I plan on walking with you. Didn't want to interrupt anything.
Well, all right, Barbara. It was nice meeting you.
You too. And hopefully we'll see each other for some or other.
Yeah. We can do this again, in fact, sometime.
Okay. We'll get out of this table. And then we'll probably split because I'm going
to... All right.
So George won't be mad at me for ordering where I am. You're going with him, Lunars. No.
Have a good afternoon. Enjoyed it. So that was fun. She is really sweet. Good boy, little buddy. Had to let your friend go the other way. What a good doggy. Yeah, I can't believe I left my cell phone at home this morning. You know, it's like I have learned, if you think about it, just go do it right then and there, and then you don't have to worry about remembering it again. And I have found that packing, like for a trip, is pretty much the same way. You know, just get the suitcase out, and as you think of things, just do it right then. Excuse me. Because, I mean, too many times I've thought, well, I'll get this, you know, remember to get this. But if you don't do it right then and there, a lot of times it won't happen. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to put things in prematurely because you're going to be living out of a suitcase for a week anyway. So, wanted to start a little early. Good boy, little buddy. So that was really enjoyable, having chat with Barbara and sitting down for a cup of coffee. I hope we can do it again. Thank you, Barbara. You know, actually talking about packing and traveling, this really is an interesting topic. And I'd like to get some stories and ideas and techniques from you guys as well. I can share a couple of techniques I've used. One of them, I'm sure I'm not the one that came up with this, but I actually discovered after many, many trips on a plane that it's pretty easy to follow the crowd out of a plane down to the baggage claim area, even in an airport that you're not familiar with. Because the dog just naturally, usually anyway, goes and walks with the crowd. Wow, I've got the coughs today. And, you know, half the time as you're walking, one of the passengers on the plane will come up to you and offer assistance, whether you want it or not. I prefer to grab hold of an arm. I get plenty of practice with the guide dog on our own, so I certainly never mind the opportunity to hang on to an arm and have a good conversation. And I've met a lot of really neat people that way too. Plus, you know, that way you avoid the whole thing of the airline trying to get someone to help you find a connection or to take you to the baggage claim. And I don't know, they hadn't done it lately, but, you know, you hear stories of them insisting that you sit in a wheelchair. I have had them bring a wheelchair up. Of course, as anyone would do, hey, I'm blind, you know, I can walk. I just can't see. Hey. Somebody playing basketball over there to the right. Good doggy. That's it, little buddy. Alright, we're out in the detour area. Man, those cars seem too close. One of the other things, too, I don't know how you feel, especially if you're a dog user, about seating on a plane. Well, that's one of the things I like best about Southwest, is it's always open seating. And some people may prefer the bulkhead, or actually Southwest has a pretty nice setup there at the bulkhead area where their frontmost seat actually faces toward the rear of the plane. And it's kind of a little, almost like a little lounge area there. So there is actually some room. But I honestly prefer the very last row in the airplane for a couple of reasons. One, the bathroom's right there. Usually no big deal, but you know, if you're on a 4 or 5 hour flight, it's just nice to know you can get up and know it's right there. Secondly, I feel guilty about leaning the seat back if there's someone behind me. And that's not an issue when you're in the very last seat. It is a little, well, depending on the plane, it can be a little noisy back there. But for some reason, the airlines have the perception that the bulkhead has more room for the dog. Now, in actuality, it does have more leg room, but it doesn't give you that opportunity for the dog to slide under the seat in front of you, like, you know, where you would put your briefcase or your carry-on. And believe it or not, even a dog as big as Jake can very comfortably fit up under that seat. Now, his nose may be right up there. You know, if someone looks down, they may see his nose sticking out. Someone in the seat in front of you, that is. Good boy. But they fit very nicely. They don't seem to mind at all. In fact, Fred liked it. Fred likes tight spaces anyway. And a lot of dogs do. I think they get some security or something that way. But, well, and it was funny too, because when I first got Jake, he did not like to fly. First dog I've had that really minded. And he literally was in this lady's lap that was next to me. I mean, she didn't mind. She was kind of encouraging him, in fact. And I was trying to be a little easy on him, because the guy was shaking and drooling. But, you know, he got a little bit better with each flight. And here, back in January, we went to Orlando. He was just almost over it. And by the time we did this L.A. trip in March, he was fine. Now, that's not to say the next plane ride is going to be okay. I mean, he may go back to the shaking, but I think he's pretty well over it. And it really is just a matter of reassuring him and showing him that it's okay. Now, you don't want to, you know, I've read that you can put so much attention on them that it kind of encourages that behavior. But I think if you're, you know, moderate and don't gush over them or anything, just kind of calmly try to calm them down with a calm voice and a little pat. And like I say, it didn't help that first time at all. But as we traveled more and more, like I say, each trip got a little bit better. And I've had Jake now, it'll be 2 years in July. Good boy, little buddy. That's it. So he should be getting used to it by now. Good doggy. Yeah, that's that trash can I tried to move this morning, but something dead in there too. Dead and big. Or both. Other things on travel. Do you guys have some techniques? Like, I know one of the things I always try to remember to do when the bellman brings my bag into the room is to get them to show me where the thermostat is and how it works and how to access the voicemail. And even before that, I try to find someone that can show me where's a good place to take a dog out and preferably a trash can between that point and returning to the hotel. Good boy. All right, we are turning in on our street Got some thank you all for the comments on the comment line. We'll be playing a few of those comments at the ends of shows. So, along with the music of Andre Lewis, or Louis, I keep saying Lewis, and Marcus Quinzer. Y'all have a great one, and we will see you next time on Blind Cool Tech.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.